right now.
All right, we're in the car driving back from seeing Inglourious Basterds, new Quentin Tarantino movie, at midnight. I want to get everyone's reactions. We have here Julia. What did you think?
Oh my God, it's awesome. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for anything. Oh, I forget everything you know about World War II because this is how it happened.
Because they make it all up.
Shit.
They make it for his way.
All right, and this is Evan, is my roommate. What did you think?
I am baffled, but I do believe this is Quentin Tarantino's masterpiece.
Oh, you heard it straight from the source. Quentin Tarantino's finest film. I kind of have a stomachache right now because the whole thing was so tense, and everyone died. It was so...
I wasn't ready.
It was so... Clarice, what did you think?
It made me cry, but I'd see it again.
She clicked right now.
Why did it make you cry?
Saying, we're gonna make a time machine and send that movie back in time, and that's how it's gonna happen.
Yeah. It would be, World War II would be much more awesome if.
I just wanna rip off my face.
If
right
that
now.
Happened, so Eli Roth bashed in Nazis' heads, and it made me wanna throw up.
It
was disgusting. And Evan says that bashing in the heads was the worst part for him.
Worst part. It's my nightmare, actually, to get hit in the head with a baseball bat.
It was pretty much terrifying. He's still kind of hot in the movie, though. So not Evan, but Eli Roth. So
he was hot in a really Jewish kind of a way.
Yeah, that which is the best way for me.
Oh, my God.
Eli Roth was the bear Jew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was into it.
What are you trying to say?
He had long eyelashes,
oh my God,
said.
The black man?
Oh, that black guy was awesome. He was like the only one that didn't die.
A chunk.
And
no,
he spoke
French.
He was locked in the theater when he started the fire.
Yeah, they all died. They all.
Are we supposed to be giving away?
I guess this is a spoiler edition, but I'll put that on the, like, on the title here. But, yeah, you can spoil whatever you want.
Okay. Oh.
Everybody dies.
Most of, not everybody.
And the Jew Hunter.
The Jew Hunter.
Does not
man,
die.
That actor
Which
was
I
phenomenal.
Was so glad he didn't, because I would like kick in his balls and put him in his mail.
Whoa! Graphic. This audio boo is now rated R. Much like Inglourious Basterds, which is hard to believe. It is not like rated NC-17 because it's really violent.
Seriously.
Really?
But they buffer it up with the dialogue.
By the way,
the girl.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't want. I didn't want her to shoot up.
Hitler becomes Swiss cheese in this movie.
Hell yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, we fogged up the car with our excitement.
Michael Myers is in this movie.
Oh my God, he was
Michael
pretty good.
Myers.
I really wanted to laugh at everything he said, but.
He did. I don't know. It was a kind of a funny little cameo for him.
He had a lot of old man spots.
He did have old man spots. I couldn't tell if they put that on him or he just is old dude.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's a possum.
That's so nasty.
Possums are gross.
You know another awesome thing about that? Huh. Was after the big explosion, everybody just started laughing.
I know. We just, because
it was kind of a
tension had built up and it all exploded and we were just like so relieved
that
it was coming out.
It.
We were peeing everywhere.
It was kind of a small audience for the freaking midnight showing, but everyone was really into it, and everyone like started screaming and laughing.
I was peeing.
When everyone
I just
died.
Couldn't take it anymore.
It's like, how do you react to
I
that?
I was vomiting everywhere.
You're vomiting. She wasn't really vomiting everywhere.
I just threw up.
I'm never going to a movie with Julia again.
Shit.
All right, we're back at the apartment, so, you know, this has been our reaction
right
to Inglourious Basterds. All right, see ya.
What is that thing? What do we
have you seen her blog? Like,
no. you